No, moving past the clock error or bias, the ionospheric effect. The atmosphere is, again, one of the largest errors that the GPS signal is heir to. And, of course, as the signal goes through the virtual vacuum of space, the first aspect of the atmosphere that it encounters is the ionosphere. Now, the ionosphere has many defined layers, which are shown here in this slide. But for ease of reference, I've just said that the ionosphere is from 50 kilometers to 1,000 kilometers above the Earth's surface. The other layers are known as the mesosphere and thermosphere and etc. But really, the most important thing about the ionosphere to the GPS signal is that it attenuates or slows the signal depending on the density of the layer of atmosphere. Now, of course, the ionosphere doesn't cooperate. It's not homogeneous and unchanging. It is in constant flux. And so, therefore, it's impossible to have a correction that's static. It needs to be handled as things change.